This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's top advisor plans to step down at the end of the year after a bruising battle for influence at the heart of the British government, fueled by tensions over Brexit and the COVID-19 pandemic. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Dominic Cummings told the BBC late Thursday night that he planned to be largely redundant by Christmas. Political commentators had suggested Cummings would step down after one of his allies was denied an appointment as Johnson's chief of staff. Cummings, the chief architect of the campaign to have Britain leave the European Union, has been a divisive figure inside the Conservative government since Johnson became Prime Minister 18 months ago. His position weakened earlier this year after he drove hundreds of miles across England after contracting COVID-19, violating national lockdown rules. Zaria Shackley, London.
Friday, a Croatian court sentenced former Prime Minister Ivo Sanader to 8 years in jail for siphoning millions of euros from public funds in a long-running corruption case. Sanader, who led Croatia into NATO during his 2003-2009 spell in office, organized a plot with other officials to, quote, acquire significant financial gain, end quote, for himself and to finance their HDZ party, which was also accused in the case, the Zagreb court ruled. Sanader directed embezzlement involving illegal donations and fictitious deals involving state-run firms, according to the verdict. The trial of suspected accomplices in the 2015 attacks in Paris against the Charlie Hebdo satirical weekly and a Jewish supermarket are to resume next week, the court said Friday. Three defendants tested positive for COVID-19, forcing the suspension. The trial will resume Monday after the two-week suspension, the presiding judge said in a message to defense lawyers. This is VOA News. China, a country mired in a tariff war with the Trump administration, has finally reacted to the results of the U.S. presidential election. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
China has become one of the last major governments to congratulate Joe Biden on being elected U.S. president. A foreign ministry spokesman said, quote, "We respect the choice of the American people. We congratulate Mr. Biden." China, along with Russia, avoided joining the many governments that congratulated Biden last weekend after he was projected to have secured enough electoral college votes to win the White House. The foreign ministry spokesman gave no reason for the delay. I'm Mike Hempen.
The United States and parts of Europe are recording higher infection and hospitalization numbers than they had during the first coronavirus wave in March and April. Bars and restaurants in New York will shut early Friday as part of fresh measures designed to slow surging new infections in the U.S., and hospitals in many European countries are filling up with new patients. Hospitals are also treating more patients in France than they did in April, while Serbia's capital, Belgrade, has started shipping its COVID-19 cases to other cities because its beds are full. A Germany government spokesperson said Friday it's not possible to ease restrictions imposed on public life to slow the spread of the coronavirus. This as infections rose by a record in a 24-hour period. Chancellor Angela Merkel and the Premier of Germany's states will meet Monday to review the circuit breaker lockdown imposed for a month, November 2nd. Israel has signed a deal with Pfizer to receive the drug maker's potential COVID-19 vaccine, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Friday. Pfizer and its partners, BioNTech, confirmed a deal was forthcoming in a statement Thursday, but did not disclose financial deals. 20 migrants have died in a shipwreck off the Libyan coast, Doctors Without Borders said, raising to almost 100 the death toll from two such Mediterranean tragedies the same day. Teams from the medical humanitarian organization, quote, assisted three women as the lone survivors of another shipwreck where 20 people drowned, end quote, the group said on Twitter. Thousands of people took to the streets in cities across Peru Thursday night to demonstrate against the ousting of popular President Martin Vizcarra by Congress over corruption allegations. In the capital, Lima, police used tear gas to dispense a group trying to reach the Congress building while protesters threw sticks and stones at the officers. The European Union warned Friday that it could impose further sanctions on targets in Belarus and condemn the death in police custody of an opposition activist. A spokesperson said, quote, "This is an outrageous and shameful result of the actions by the Belarusian authorities." Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. Now.